Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everybody. This is Kathy Williams here today, going to have a conversation about energy flows. And these are something we do naturally. However, a lot of people do them unconsciously. And we're going to create more awareness about them so that you can use them in ways that work for you more often. And let down resistance. So before we dive in, I just want to talk about the show a little bit and about me. And as I was listening to the intro, it's like, yes, energy flows actually create more ease with parenting, with business, with relationships. And so right along the lines of Sexy Mom Abundant Life, you know, a life in which you're working with the universe rather than pushing against life and what's showing up. So, you know, and just a little bit about me before we dive in. I've been on the radio for about 4 years now. Oh my gosh, almost. And I love facilitating people in classes and workshops all over the world, whether that's online or in person. You know, I just 5 years ago, I wouldn't have even imagined that this is the life I would have. And so, you know, if you have something that you would like to create, it truly is possible. And energy flows are one of the things that can contribute to that. Also, just before we dive in, I want you to know I love hearing from you. So you can come along for the ride on YouTube at Kathy Williams Public Figure. You can also reach me at meetkathywilliams.com, and that's Kathy with a K, and submit your feedback and ideas for the show, because I wouldn't be here if you listeners weren't. So I always love hearing, you know, what's unclear, as well as what you loved and what you would like more of and what ideas you have for the show. So one of those ideas will be next week. Someone submitted the idea, like, I would like to hear, Kathy, more about the universe has your back, because I'm not sure I really trust that. So that's what we're going to dive into next week. And last week's show, if you didn't catch it, was on being versus doing, and are they at odds, or can you be both simultaneously? And it was such a fun conversation with Sophie Mihalko. So energy flows. All right. These change situations based on the energy that you're willing to be. Now let's start off, you know, people present in four different positions. So they present with barriers, or on neutral, or as suckers, or pushers. So we'll start with suckers, because that's kind of one of the more obvious ones. Like when someone's sucking your energy, when they're an energy vampire, when you feel drained after being in their presence, or even when you are in their presence, that is something that most people resist. Like, oh my gosh, why do I always go to that person's house? I know not to go. I just don't feel right when I'm there. And that is something that's really changeable with energy flows. So here's what you do. Usually when we're in resistance of these people, it's because we don't want them to drain us. So what we do is we actually kind of defend and we're like, I don't want to give them my energy. But if you start to acknowledge that it's not actually your energy ever, that it's universal energy, so much more is possible. Okay? So if you are willing to flow them as much universal energy as they require, then life becomes a whole lot more ease. So, you know, Kathy, how do I do this? You can just imagine energy coming in through you, through the back of you, going through you, through the front of you, and through them, like through your entire body, like a fire hose of energy. And that's all. It's that simple. You can do it when you're in their presence. You can do it when you're far away from them. Yeah. You can do this with kids. Let's say your kid is being needy. Almost all of us have, as parents, have experienced this, where you're ready to get on the phone, right? The phone requires your undivided attention, or being with a friend, you know, you'd like to give your friend your undivided attention, and then your kid comes along and they're super needy. Mom, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, I'm trying to give so-and-so my attention, right? And that is a case in which you may like to do this energy flow of flowing more than enough energy to this person, to this child. We can also use it with parents. You never call me. Okay, flow them lots of energy. I use it when I go out of town, right? So I maybe, like this summer, I'll be in London facilitating classes, and my kids will be in the U.S. And so I can flow them energy from overseas to allow them to still feel connected to me. It's really effective, and you can even use it with pets. All right. So that is when people are suckers, sucking your energy to get attention, flow them energy. Okay. This is the same when people are on neutral. So what do I mean by neutral? Someone who's on neutral has a cup that's just half full or half empty, as the case may be. And what they do is they just kind of sit back and let whatever's going to happen, happen. They just kind of observe. They don't have a sense of engagement or involvement. Okay. And with neutral, this is why we're going there next. What you want to do is flow them massive amounts of energy as well. Okay. So first you flow them energy, and then you pull energy from them. Okay. So you're going to fire hose them energy to fill them up, right? They're only half full, so you're filling them up. And then after that, you're going to pull their energy to get them engaged. Okay. And you pull energy from them to you. And when you've pulled enough energy, you'll feel a sense of heart opening or some expansion around your heart, which shows you, okay, cool. I've done it enough. Right? So you're flowing the massive energy, and then you're pulling energy from them. Okay. And like I said, like, energy flows are natural to us. Performers are amazing at pulling energy. Children are amazing at pulling energy. As you know, if you've had a child suck your energy, They're amazing at pulling energy. Okay, so you do these things naturally. Now we're just becoming more conscious and aware of them. Okay, so some examples of people who are on neutral are often government workers, sometimes HR, human resources people, people who are like, yeah, you know, I saw 16 of you yesterday, and I'll see 32 more of you today and more of you tomorrow. And they're not super motivated to help you or get engaged. And of course, this isn't all human resources people or government workers, but those are sometimes good examples of people who are on neutral. Sometimes, you know, men will go on neutral if they're married, go on neutral to other women because women other than their wives, because they don't want to have like certain types of energy toward those women, and vice versa. Women can be that way too. So what's important when you're playing with energy flows is not to conclude, oh, this is the type of person, so I better do this flow. It's actually to be in question, like, what energy flow is required here? What energy flow will create a greater connection with this person, with these people? Because if we go into conclusion, okay, well, they're a government worker, so they must be on neutral, you're cutting off your awareness, which doesn't let you to see what... let you see what's actually true. Like, I go to the DMV here on Maui, where I live, and there are definitely people who are really not on neutral, really engaged and willing to play and be helpful and all of that. They don't require me to fill them up. They're not half full. They're already engaged. Okay? So with suckers, you're going to flow the massive amounts of energy. And with people on neutral, you're going to flow them energy. And then when you get a sense that they're filled up and you can sense the energy shift, then pull energy from them through you until you feel a connection with them. And again, for me, often that is a sense of like fullness in my heart. Right? Okay, something's shifted here. Because, you know, when you show up like this, they're used to people wanting things from them, right? People who are on neutral, you know, yeah, they're supposed to help you and stuff like that. But no one's really into them. So like, oh, how are you? And what's your name? And so that is, I mean, you can even be the energy flows by engaging like that too. Oh, that's a pretty shirt. You know, that is helping to fill them up too. So you can do this in a sense with words, and you can also do it without words at all, just with energy. And again, I would love to hear if you have questions about this, if you're like, Kathy, that is just like beyond what I've ever done before. I'm not sure I get it. Definitely. You know, reach out to me and I can answer some more questions on it on air. I also have a little YouTube video about suckers and barriers. So barriers is the next position that people present in that we're going to explore, and we're going to wait till after the break because then I can really dive in and address the barriers. But there are, again, there are four positions people often present to us in life, and they are either sucking energy, in neutral, having barriers up, or pushing energy at us. And so as we head into the break, one of the useful things might be to be, okay, and we're looking more at other people, like, huh. What energy was my mother when she was asking me to do this? What energy was my child when they were talking to me like this? What energy was the grocery store clerk? What energy was this person? So you can start to look at, like, where do I have resistance? Do I have resistance when someone's sucking my energy? Do I have resistance when someone's pushing energy at me? Do I have resistance when people are in neutral? Or when people have barriers up? Okay? And the thing is, resistance never creates a greater possibility, right? So if we can get out of resistance and into what really is possible here, we can create so much more. So as we dive into the break for a few minutes, just start to look at, like, where do I have resistance? And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening to Sexy Mom.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Namaste, friends. This is Deva Pumala Mitten. We want to let you know that we will be in America and Canada this May. We'll be coming with our Wings of Mantra World Tour, coming up the West Coast to Boulder, Santa Fe, Sedona, Scottsdale, Santa Barbara, L.A., Marin, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Escondido, Edmonds, and up to Canada to Victoria and Vancouver. You can find details on our website, devapramalmiten.com. Hope to see you there. Lots of love. Namaste.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. Thank you so much for being here. We are discussing energy pulls and energy flows today. So we've just talked about two positions. People often come to us in different positions, like sucking our energy, energy vampires. So in that case, you would flow the massive amounts of energy through you and through them. So it's not your energy, it's not limited, it's universal energy, meaning it's unlimited. And so you could flow them as much energy as you want, and it's never going to, there's never any lack, right? There's always going to be more available. Then people on neutral have a cup half full. They're just kind of like sit back and see. you also flow them energy. But then the difference is that you're going to pull some energy to get them motivated to actually act, right? And again, you can do this with words, like get them engaged, filling them up some, you know, like, oh, that's a cool shirt. And the important thing to do is like not be attached to the outcome here. As I mentioned earlier, energy flows are something that we all do naturally, some people more than others, like Michael Jackson, or what's the guy I saw recently, I can't even think of his name, Bruno Mars. Like, they pull massive amounts of energy, super amazing energy pullers. And kids are so great at pulling energy and flowing energy. And so that means you are too, right? Maybe somewhere along the lines or along the way, you diminish your capacity, but you can definitely do it more consciously now and engage the energy to create what you'd like. And again, without a huge attachment, like without attachment to the outcome, like I need to get this person to do this, just by engagement, right? So the next one we're going to go to is people with barriers. So when people have barriers, they are coming from a prove it to me position, right? So we've all had these people in our life, even if it's like your kid, like, I really don't want to do my homework. Why should I? Or I don't want to go to that restaurant. Like, that it would be a prove it to me. Like, that's barriers up. I don't want to. Similarly, if you're going for a job interview, a lot of times people will have barriers up because they're looking for why not to hire you. This could be the case in dating too. Not always, but it could be. So the person has barriers up because they're looking for like why they should not, or they could, you know, not be coming from that place. So it's important not to conclude. I mentioned a little earlier, like, you never want to conclude, okay, I'm going for a job interview, that means I should pull energy. Because with barriers, you pull energy. Don't conclude, because they might not actually be coming from that position. So what you're going to ask instead is, okay, what energy flow is required here? What energy flow is going to create the greatest possibilities? That way you're always functioning from awareness instead of your conclusion about what's required. Okay. So with barriers up, what you're going to do is pull energy through their body and through you. It doesn't stop at you, it stops through you, right? So, and you can pull energy massively from all directions through them as well. And when they connect with you, what you'll sense is, again, a sense of expansion, usually in the chest for me. It may be there for you, or it may be something different. So the cool thing is, don't think about getting this right. Just give it practice. One of the places you can go to practice this is go to a coffee shop and just sit there and say, okay, let me just explore what it's like to pull energy through everybody. Because you can do this with more than one person at once, right? You don't have to just do one person. You can be like, okay, let me pull energy through everyone in the coffee shop and through me. And just see what it's like. See if it changes anything. If you don't notice anything, maybe pick one person to play with and like, okay, I'm going to pull energy through that guy and through me and see what occurs. All right. The important thing is to not judge yourself in regard to this, right? You can visualize. You don't have to. You can, you don't, and the other thing you don't have to do is breathe in a certain way. Right? You don't have to alter your breathing, do something weird. Just ask to pull massive amounts of energy through them. And there you go. So would you be willing to allow it to be easier than you think? Right? Thinking just gets us in our head about it. Am I doing this? Am I not doing this? What is it like? Just tap into, okay, let me pull massive amounts of energy through this person, or let me flow massive amounts of energy through that person. All right, so with barriers, again, you're flowing, you're pulling energy through their body and through your body, not just to your body, but through it, right? You know, then if you're going to go for a job interview or something like that, you can start this even before you get there. You can start by, okay, what's their name? If you have their name, okay, well, let me pull massive amounts of energy through them and through me until we get a nice sense of connection. And then I'm going to trickle a little bit of energy like a stream from my heart to theirs, and so they can get a sense of what my energy is. Okay. Then when we get in the room together, they'll have a sense of already knowing me, right? We already are connected on some level. Pulling energy, yeah, pulling energy a lot, and then letting a little trickle go back to them. Okay, you can do this if someone owes you money, right? If someone owes you, okay, this person owes me money. If you have someone, think of them now. Okay, let me pull massive amounts of energy through them and through me, and trickle a little stream back from me to them. Okay. Time to pay me. Please pay me. Yeah. And you could do that every day until you get paid. Like, hello, here I am again. Energetically, I'm here. Please pay me. And then the other place, it's so interesting to go observe energy flows, is like when people are doing open mic night or karaoke. You can tell the performers who are pulling lots of energy as compared to those who aren't. The performers who are pulling lots of energy have people stop and watch them. Okay? When there are performers who are not pulling energy, people will go back to their conversations. Go back to not watching or paying attention. So that's a really fun place. And of course, if you are a performer, then explore with this. Okay, let me pull energy through the entire audience to get them all connected to me and send little trickles of energy out. Maybe you don't perform on a stage per se, but maybe you do YouTube videos or classes. You can do the same thing, pulling massive amounts of energy through everybody's body and trickling energy out to all of them. If you're looking for clients, same thing, okay? Without knowing who they are, you don't have to know who they are. Pull massive amounts of energy through all the people who are looking for you, through all the people considering your classes, and then trickle energy out to them. Hi, here I am. You know, would this be fun for you? It will work much better if you're not vested in the outcome, if you have no need attached to it, because then all the right people are going to find you, right? It is a manipulation, but no one is, only the people who are willing to receive it will engage with it, right? Just like manipulation means to move from place to place. You're only going to have that dance with the people who are willing to engage with it. So it's beautiful because it's the people who are looking for you. It's the people who are going to receive something, whether they know it or not. Okay. So when someone has barriers up, pulling energy through them, through you, and trickling little trickles of energy back to them. It's amazing. And it's useful to practice this, especially if you're a performer. So if you're, you know, I know a violinist who does weddings. He can do this for the people who are looking for a violinist. Let me pull energy through all the people who are going to have weddings on Maui and then trickle energy out from me to them. Little streams from my heart, right? If I were the violinist, I'd be doing this. And then, you know, that way they can have a sense of me, have a sense of who I am. You can even flow those streams through all the places and spaces people can find you, through the internet, through, you know, whatever magazines you're in, any of that, right? So here's the cool thing. There are all these different energy flows, right? There's flowing people energy, there's flowing them and then pulling energy, there's simply pulling energy and then sending a little trickle back. And then we're going to do pushers. With pushers, you're also going to be pulling their energy. And you can do these with, let's say you're at a party. Okay, what energy flow do these people require from me or require of me? Right? You don't have to consciously, cognitively know, oh, I need to push energy, flow energy to them and pull energy from them. And that's like crazy making, right? Simply by asking, okay, what energy flow can I be to get all these people connected to me? It's not hard. So don't make it harder than it needs to be. Okay? Your head will like to make it hard. It's not hard. Just what energy flow can I be to get all these people connected to me? And I've had magic occur with that. Like one time I was at a party and I remember saying that before I went. And it was actually a benefit dinner. And then there was a performance. And after the performance, the musician came up to me and started talking, and we were talking, and then I said, well, by the way, I'm Kathy. And he said, oh, I don't know you? And I said, no. And he said, but I walked right up to you. And I was like, yeah, you did. And he said, but no, I know you. And I was like, nope, not in this lifetime, never met you before. And so it is this energetic connection, which makes people, you know, drop their barriers, which makes people more free and themselves with you, which allows them to let go of their, quote, role so much. And for me, nowhere more obviously than with pushers. All right. So pushers are often the people who want to sell you something, right? And they come at you, pushing energy at you to try to get you to do what they desire. And it might be they want to sell you something. It might be they want to sell you on an idea. But usually they want you to see their point of view, right? Which is why they're pushing at you to try to push down your barriers. See it my way, please. I want you to see it my way. Maybe not always please, just see it my way. And so with pushers expect you to have barriers. Okay, they're like, have you ever been in the market for a car and you're at the lot and they want you to buy this car? So they're pushing at you. All right. What you're going to do with these people is relax your barriers and instead pull energy from them. Okay, they're not used to that, right? They're used to people having barriers. So there would be something to push against. If you pull energy from them, it allows them to stop pushing. Okay? If you pull energy through every pore of their body and your body, usually they'll tell you why not to buy it. Okay, for example, my mom was, she bought a Suburban, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, and she knew exactly what she wanted. She had researched. She's a researcher. She had done her research. She went there. She's like, I want the whole shebang. I want this package. And the guy started to tell her why she didn't need that package. He's like, wait, hold up. Let's just see. Maybe you don't need all those things, you know? And so that's what they will do when you don't have barriers up and you're just a real person now, right? They're not used to that. They're used to being on the job in their role, having to do this sort of energy. All of a sudden, you're different. You're not a person who requires that energy. You're pulling energy through them. They're usually willing to be more real. which is what you desire, because it's useful for you to know the ins and outs of what's good about this product and what's not so good, what you might not need. Okay? So when you're pulling energy like that, they can even be shocked at, like, why am I telling her this? Why am I telling him this? Super useful tool to have in your toolbox. So all you do is pull energy through them, and not to you, but through every pore of your body as well. How do you do it? Just by asking, let me pull energy through them and through me. So, you know, one of the things you can start to look at in your life is, and I used to have a reminder, I think I still do, on my phone, to, like, be aware of energy flows today. And so you can start to look at, okay, you know, where are people pulling my energy? Where are people sucking? Where are people pushing at me? Okay, and that will make you more conscious of it. Because when you're conscious of it, then you can engage in a way that works for you. Oh, they're trying to manipulate me to go to this restaurant with them or to do this thing for them. Okay, well, would I like to? And okay, they're pushing at me. I don't like to be pushed at. Let me pull their energy and see what that creates and what that changes. This is such an amazing tool to really dive in and play with. And I do invite you to just play with it. Be like, okay, I'm going to get messy here. I'm going to just explore. And what energy is that person being right now? Not concluding that every car salesman is a pusher. Not concluding that everyone, you know, who wants you to do a certain thing is pushing your energy, but observing and seeing, huh, what position are they? Where are they functioning from? So in a few minutes, we're going to do a fun exercise to explore pulling energy from everything. So stick around, everybody. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. I'll be right back.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating radical abundance and access consciousness bars and foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everybody. I'm Kathy Williams, and today we are talking about energy flows and energy pulls and how to use them to create connections. And these connections can expand your life in so many ways. And in the last few minutes of the show, not quite yet, but soon, we're going to do an energy pull exercise, which is something I have also available for free on my website. You can download it. And I hear from people who say, Kathy, that's my favorite energy pull exercise I've ever done. And people who email me and say they do it every day. So you're welcome to that. It's at meetkathywilliams.com on the homepage. And submit your info there, and you'll get it sent right away. And meet Kathy Williams with a K. And this is actually also something that I do every day to create my life. And before we get there, let's just kind of recap all the different positions and the energy flows. And before we do that, I'd love to invite you to a couple of things I have coming up that are just so super fun. One is a class co-created with Alan Jones, and it's called Transform Your Life, Transforming Your Life with Kathy and Alan. And Alan and I always have a blast because he just asks such great questions. And so the dynamic dance between the two of us is really, really fun. I hear from people who take classes from us. And like what we're going to be exploring during the month of May is like energetic ways to create your life. So it goes right along with what we're doing today. So there's that. And there's a class I'll be doing called A Life of Freedom, Beyond the Utopian Ideals, which starts tomorrow. And it's really about getting rid of the constructs you've been functioning from, some of which you probably don't even know you've been functioning from, that are limitations. And when you drop these ideals, you know, ideals can be, you should be this certain body, right? And then we judge ourselves against it. Or you should be married by this age and have a house like this. Right. Some of these ideals are societal. Some of them are from our family. Some of them, but they're all limitations because then we have to judge ourselves against it. Do I have that right body? Do I have that right life? Do I have that right partner? Do I have that right whatever it is? And we function from them largely unconsciously. So this class is to bring them to light and to shed them. So that'll be starting tomorrow over the course of 6 weeks. And I priced it so low because I'm like, come do this with me. It is powerful. So you can find out about those classes at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. Also, I have the foundation class, which is here on Maui. I also have one in London and another coming in Colorado, I believe, this summer. And that's 4 days of just shedding limitations and getting tools to create your life, one of which is energy flows. So in the class, someone asked me, Kathy, what makes your foundation different from other facilitators? Because there are facilitators all around the world. And I thought about that. And then I was like, you know, I really aim to make everything practical and applicable to your life. So we practice these energy flows in the class. We practice pulling energy and flowing energy and doing all the things so that you have a real experience of so many of the different tools that you can walk out of that room on day four and say, I know how to use this in my life. And to me, that makes all the difference, because it's not about sitting and listening to me all day. It's not about reading the manual. It's really about getting an experience of how you can use it. So you can find out about the foundation at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. And then one more class, which I'm super excited about. It's online. It's a half hour over the course of 2 weeks. We don't meet every day, but we meet enough to get consistent about writing. And it's called The Write Time. So if you know you have a book in you, if you know you'd like to be a better writer, and we're going to clear points of view about writing and then get writing to make it a consistent habit. So meetkathywilliams.com is where you'll find all of those different classes. And also where you can reach out and contact me and for a private session, or if you have questions about the show, that's where I am. All right. So the four different positions we're talking about today is if someone's sucking your energy, if they're needy of you, you're going to flow the massive amounts of energy through you and to and through them, right? If they're on neutral, if they're just sort of half full, what are you going to do? You're again going to flow energy to them to fill them up, and then you're going to pull energy to get them motivated. How do you pull it? You pull energy through them and through you. What's next? Barriers. If someone has barriers, if they're considering you for a job, if you want them to do something and they have resistance, if you're negotiating, right? People are going to always look for, you know, where they don't want to budge or what they don't want to give you. In general, not always, but usually, you're going to, again, flow energy through them and through you. Musicians, performers, great tool to have to pull in an audience. That's what you're doing. You're pulling, right? You're pulling through barriers, because most people expect you to push at their barriers, right? Then last one, pushers. Pushing at you to see their point of view, to buy their thing. You're also going to pull massive amounts of energy, okay? Important thing is to not assume someone will be coming from a particular position, but simply to ask, okay, even if you don't know them yet, you can ask them, okay, what's their name? What energy flow do they require? Let me be that. Super simple. Doesn't require breathing a certain way. Doesn't require efforting. If you're efforting, soften and ask to pull more energy or flow more energy. That's all it takes. All right. And you, again, you can use this with multiple people at once, right? You don't have to just do one person at a time. Okay, let me enter this party. Let me do the energy flow that will get me to connect to each of the people in this room, right? You can do this when you're looking for an airline ticket, right? If you're looking for a hotel room, if your flight's been canceled or delayed and you'd like to rebook, okay, what energy flow is required here? Let me be that. And of course, you have to take action too. I'm not just saying sit in your living room and just ask to be the energy flow and that's all. Take action, whatever action is required. But this is such a useful tool to create connection for clear, open communication. Okay? No true communication occurs without some kind of energetic exchange. So you're just asking to create more. You can also have them with animals, right? What better way to get your animal to do something or to make it help it know that you haven't disappeared when you're out of town. So that's flowing energy. All right. If someone's cranky, what energy flow is required for them? And you can't pull too much. Remember, universal energy is unlimited. It's not limited. We're not pulling their energy. We're pulling universal energy through them and through you. You can do this with a waiter across the room. I need their attention. All right, let me pull their energy. And again, doing this without a investment in the outcome works all the better. Okay, so let's do an energy pull exercise now. Go ahead if you're not driving, if you're in a place where you can do that. Soften and close your eyes. All right, so just settling your body, softening your body, and go ahead and just begin to receive from everything in the room. So softening and receiving. And expand your awareness out from the room into the building you're in. Softening and expanding beyond the building into the neighborhood or countryside. Beyond that, across the country. Beyond that, across the planet. Just by asking. So you're expanding your awareness of your awareness bigger and bigger. And as you do, just allow your body to receive from all of it. And beyond this, across the solar system and across the galaxy, to include this galaxy as one of hundreds of trillions upon trillions of galaxies. And now tap into what you would like to create as your life on planet Earth. So friendships that are nourishing, relationships that are juicy and contribute to both parties, contribute to everything, contribute to creating more. Works that lights you up and creates something greater on this planet. Adventures, travel, whatever it is you would like. And tap into the energies of all those things. Are they nourishing? Are they nurturing? Are they enlivening? Are they juicy? Are they expansive? What are the energies of all these things? Tap into the energy of being in love with your life. What's that like? Okay. And now invite the entire universe, just pulling energy across the universe, across all these galaxies, to and through your body, from every direction, from above you, from below you, right and left and front and back. And from your body, trickle energy out in every direction to all the people, places, events, experiences, beings, and energies that will contribute to co-creating this. So you're pulling massive amounts of energy, inviting every molecule in the universe to contribute to these asks, and trickling energy out in every direction to all the people, places, events, experiences, beings, and energies that will contribute to this showing up with ease, with joy, with magical possibilities, creating greater for all. So pull energy in and trickle energy out simultaneously in the simultaneity of receiving and gifting, gifting and receiving, pulling energy in and trickling energy out, pulling energy in and trickling energy out across all time, all space, all dimensions. And ask this energy flow, energy pull to continue, even as you go off into your day, into your evening, and off to sleep. Ask the energy to continue, and ask it to give it you a little nudge when it would like you to sit with it again. Okay? And when you're ready, just open your eyes, knowing that the entire universe is always contributing to you, whether you recognize it or not. And that is the topic of next week's show. So next Thursday, what is it? I don't know. Next Thursday, May 2nd, we'll be talking about the universe having your back and questions and explorations to really know that, really tap into that. So between now and then, if you'd like to catch the show or a replay of the show, it's on IOM.FM, or you can subscribe on iTunes, on SoundCloud, and come find me at meetcathywilliams.com and send me a message. And I just am so grateful for each and every one of you being here, playing with me, and being willing to create greater possibilities, not only for your life, but also for the world. So thanks for being here, everyone. Have a great week. Aloha.